Hello, hello everyone. Welcome. Welcome. Thank you all so much for tuning in to episode 31 of Synthopsis. Synthwave and a Synopsis. This episode is the start of a new thing we are doing on the podcast. Anyone that's been listening for a while knows that I'm obviously pretty burnt out and kind of tired of the old episode format of doing these massive, giant 45-minute, hour-long episodes. So I did a poll and I asked you guys, what if I tried 5-minute episodes, roughly? Just shorter, much shorter episodes. And people responded overwhelmingly positive. 94% of you said that sounds good. So let's get right into it. This is the first one. The whole episode will not be 5 minutes, but it's going to be about 5 minutes of talking. Basically, I'm just going to pick a song I love, and I'm just going to talk about why I love it for 5 minutes. I'm going to play the song, talk about 5 minutes, maybe update you guys on some new releases, like a very short, the last five, and then play an outro. Whole episode, maybe 15 minutes. So, that's what I got planned. I'm very excited to try it out, so let's get right into it. The first song of this series is my favorite song of 2020. It is Successor by Stranger and Destroyer. It is absolute dark synth madness. It is not for the faint of heart. It is intense. It is heavy. It is powerful. And this song's been out for about 2 months, and I love this song to death. I still go back and just blast my eardrums to it. Great for my health. So hope you guys enjoy. Listen to this, and then we're going to talk about why I love this song to death. Enjoy. We'll be right back. All right. What was I going to say? Two things real quick before we get into Successor. That song is phenomenal. In the background here, I've got Call of the Haunted off the same album, Night at the Groundhouse. Same two artists, Stranger and Destroyer. And the outro of this song is, called Control by Occam's Laser. He was very kind and sent me the song from his upcoming album as part of a press kit. Odyssey of Noise Volume 2 comes out everywhere on Friday. You can already find it on YouTube, actually, already on the 80s Guys channel, but comes out on all platforms, Bandcamp, Spotify on Friday. So thank you to Occam's Laser for allowing me to play it. Well, I hope you guys enjoy it at the end. It's awesome. All right. Successor. Rapid fire. Why does this song kick major ass? First, clarity. This is a point I will probably beat to death across these episodes. Clarity is really my favorite thing in synthwave. It is the thing that makes me love most of the music that I love. I like, really love synthwave that sounds very clear. You can easily tell apart all different layers. Everything kind of just falls into place. This is really, I think, one of the hallmarks of Purbeer's music, and it's definitely one big reason why I love his music. Of course, there are tons of other artists that do that. They do it really well. But I really think that a lot of sometimes dark synth maybe gets a reputation for not being very clear. Maybe it sounds very muddy. And I think that comes with how hectic it is and how crazy and intense it is. Like, there's so much going on. So how do you make it all stand out and be clear and at the same time make it really intense? I'm not by any stretch of the means an expert when it comes to production. I'm only still at the basics. I'm sure it takes a lot of work. But when you achieve it, I think it allows you to produce immaculate results like Successor. Successor is clear the whole way through. You can just hear everything. Everything has its place. The mix is perfect. In my opinion, it's basically perfect. I don't have a single gripe with that song. I think everything about it is just phenomenal. So, clarity and mix goes a long way, to say the least. So there's that. Of course, also the bass is super, super kick-ass. I mean, the bass in Successor and in most arc synth is really the key. You think of Carpenter Brute, for example. You think of, most of the time, like, that really fat, heavy bass. My understanding, and if someone can correct me if I'm wrong, please do. My understanding, this type of bass is called a growl bass, or at least this is one type of a growl bass. It's not a very, very deep and heavy bass, like a sub bass or like an 808. And it has, like in this song, you can hear right now, maybe in the background, it has a very distinct high end. Like, it sounds kind of buzzy, and I think that's what gives it its special, unique kind of sound. And it gives Successor a lot of prominence. So I think it's a phenomenal growl bass. It gives the song a ton of energy. It gives the song a lot of presence. Same with this song. The bass gives the song a lot of presence, too. And I think it's just really kind of the staple of awesome dark synth. Another song that comes to my mind that has awesome growl bass is Phantom by Turbo Slash. Which I should have for the background right now, but I don't. Phantom is, if you want like really good, heavy, growl-based dark synth, Phantom is your song. That song is just ludicrous. It's nuts. So the growl bass is on point. It's phenomenal. And another cool thing I love, and I didn't cue enough music, because I really thought I was only going to take 5 minutes. So next time I'll cue a few more songs. Despite the song being so intense, it has a very patient build-up. It builds up for like 50 seconds. I think a lot of dark synth, the really heavy songs, understandably, they just go into it right away. I'll play the same song over, actually, because I want to play something. If you like this, there you go. If you don't, I'm sorry. But understandably, a lot of dark synth just kind of goes into it right away. It goes very heavy. It's not trying to be patient. It's trying to be intense and edgy, which is fine. 100% fine. But I think the fact that it's patient is interesting. It's interesting. It's cool. There's no real ride along. Like I said, I love songs that start with a bang. I think I did a whole episode on that. It's a great thing. I love to death. But all this is fun and dandy. And very, very good. But I think my favorite part about Successor is the drop. The drop at about the 345 mark is, and I want to play this drop. I want to play it again because it's just so damn good in my opinion. Just so you guys can hear it one more time before I talk about it, and then we'll wrap up the episode. But here, here's this part again. And I mean, I have a whole episode done on like tiny brief pauses and how they're phenomenally used. And one big thing I talk about is how they're great for drops. But I mean, it just builds up so well, so patiently, and then it just comes at you full force after a very brief pause. It doesn't come at you either the exact same as the rest of the melody, the rest of the song. It has some extra parts. It has like those kind of quiet high-pitched notes. I think they give the drop after a lot of flavor, but it is just such a phenomenal... I don't have anything playing. It is such a phenomenal song, honestly. And the drop is just so on point. I wish I knew about it back when I did my episode on Dank drops, because that would be the top. It may very well be... It's definitely one of my favorite drops of all time. It's definitely top five. It's the best one I've found in a while. So, I mean, I just love it. Successor is, in my book, personally, it is S tier Dark Synth. I love it to death. And I hope I always like that song. This whole album is just phenomenal, Dark Synth. Successor, Call the Haunted, and Return of the Death Mask are three phenomenal songs. I think the whole album's great, but those three definitely really stand out to me for sure. So, absolute hats off to Destroyer and Stranger for really, really kicking ass on that album. With that, that's it. No more talking. Do I have any other shoutouts? Upcoming stuff. I haven't been using Twitter, like I said, much, so I really I'm in the dark about like upcoming releases and stuff, so I don't really know. So we'll leave it at that. Like I said, keeping it nice and simple. And here's Control from Occam's Razor. This song is great. Hope you enjoy. And I will see you guys later. I'm hoping to do an episode on Sunday, but as you all know by now, I'm inconsistent as hell, so no promises. But that's my hope. Bye-bye. Love y'all.